just spoke about it with congestion pricing and the plan in play with a vote and the board member representing Suffolk County over the MTA is Mr. Sammy Chu. And Sammy's nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on this Thursday morning. And we welcome you, Sammy, to the show for the first time. We've been talking about congestion pricing for a while, and the vote is in. And here we go with it. Give me a sense of what went on there. Go ahead. Welcome.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on. You know, congestion pricing has been going on. You know, the conversations have been going on for years, you know, well over a decade. And we've had, you know, at the this was the culmination of, you know, the MTA's process. We've had, you know, we had a process to initiate and a vote to initiate public hearings. We had very significant public hearing and public comment period. Listened to a lot of people. The Traffic Mitigation Review Board was convened as per state legislation, which then came back to our board with recommendations. And yesterday, our board voted overwhelmingly to move forward with congestion pricing.
So you voted yes, Sammy. There was one nay. I believe that was from the Nassau County representative. What was the premise? What went into your thought process to give it a yes?
You know, when you look at the data, the facts, the benefits, you know, for congestion pricing moving forward far exceed, you know, any downsides. You know, Jay, we understand, as I mentioned, you know, the significant public conversation over this. We understand that, you know, there are many people that have certain routines, habits, and rely on their automobile for any number of reasons. And nobody ever wants to change or pay more money. But when you're looking at a situation where we have 85% of commuters coming into the district already using transit, we have a really untenable, and it's been untenable for years, a congestion problem in the central business district. And we are also have to keep in mind that we are in the midst of a climate crisis. All of the benefits, when you add it up, it's really a no-brainer to move forward with this.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Now, truth be told, I'm not a fan of it. I have a lot of problems with this, but I go back a ways with the MTA, Sammy. I don't like the way they have been run. There have been many a poor decision, even prior to John Oliver coming into play here. I go back to the days of Pat Foy and beyond that. But in essence, the MTA, in my estimation, has done a horrible job in itself. I understand the importance of it. I understand the state and the budget and everything else included to make sure the MTA runs smoothly. The problem is, I think there has been very poor leadership to get itself ahead of the game. And I could cite so many different reasons, but I think it's a terrible time to instill this on commuters, a time of economic struggles for many. I worry a lot about the businesses not being able to conduct themselves properly, because I think a lot of people will shy away from going into that region, and businesses will suffer the other end of things here. I mean, I just think there's way too much negative outweighing the positives, especially in times of struggle. And I'm talking about of the economic nature of things. What do you say to that?
Well, Jay, I myself have a very long history with the MTA. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. You know, both my parents were longtime commuters on the L train, you know, into Manhattan. And then I spent 10 years as a local 3 electrician, commuting in and out of, you know, most of the boroughs, you know, primarily using, you know, the Long Island Railroad and the subway and bus system. So I've had a long history myself. You know, I've been on the board, you know, just under 2 years. I think those perceptions, you know, are not uncommon. You know, we have, you know, whether people, regardless of people's perceptions, mass transit, and the assets of the MTA are a critical, you know, component of the success of New York. And I think it's also worth mentioning that all of the revenue, every cent of the revenue that will come in from congestion pricing is earmarked to go towards capital improvements and the capital program, which means that not only we understand that this will be a charge on drivers coming in to the city, but we are also turning around every one of those dollars and putting it into investment to make a better system for those that are riding transit, which, you know, we are determined to make sure it turns around those perceptions over time and make sure that people have the best experience they possibly can with the MTA and the Long Island Railroad, the subways, the buses. And I know, you know, the board and management are working very hard, not only to make sure those improvements go into place, but make sure we turn that perception around that you've held. And, you know, perceptions are always harder to take longer to turn around than actual conditions. But we're determined and we have a responsibility to do so. And the best assurance I can give you is that every single one of our board members and the management are, you know, completely committed to making sure that the best experience possible is had by all.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But I think the issue is that it's a small fortune already for folks to make the queue, the commute, whether it be along the railroad. We've seen increases pretty much every other year in order for the so-called improvements to take place. You can poll Long Islanders. I mean, I think the number was 72% of the registered voters said they opposed the plan. And this was back in November. So, in essence, you know, I worry about the folks who are trying to make a living. You know, that they're not, you know, they're not millionaires. You know, they're going in to make a living, have appointments, want to get their business done for themselves if they're in an independent contractor of some kind, working for a company and everything else. I think it's going to put a lot of stress on one's bottom line. I think timing to me, Sammy, especially in this day and age, is everything. And right now, our economy, we have seen an 18% rise in inflation over the last couple of years. People have troubles right now, paycheck to paycheck. 60% of the country is going by that. 41% increase as far as the grocery store. We have seen the gas prices and everything else. You know, I would have hoped better minds would have prevailed here. And at least put this on hold until we see some easement in that regard. Was that discussed at all? I know that there's been, you know, a lot of public opinion on this with hearings and whatnot. But within the confines of the board and the MTA chair and whatnot, people who make these types of decisions, was there ever a thought maybe to delay this and just see if these struggles will subside that we're in right now?
Jay, none of this was taken lightly. You know, we listened to thousands of comments, you know, written and in public speakers. I would say I'd encourage you and your listeners to focus on other economic benefits. I know, of course, you know, it's reasonable expected for people to focus in on the price. But I own a development and I have a construction business, and I can assure you that, you know, $15 charge to get in the central business district, you know, tolling area, if it's necessary, pales in comparison to the financial benefit that my company would see if I have a driver in a van, one of my electricians that is, you know, there's not spending a half hour, you know, or more less in traffic, which, you know, with rates that far exceed, you know, $100 an hour and more. You know, those benefits are very significant and add up, you know, quickly in benefits, not in cost. We also have, you know, there's other considerations that I think a lot of people are not focused on as they should be. You know, in that district, we have, you know, it's become a safety issue. We have ambulances, you know, fire vehicles, emergency vehicles, police vehicles that just can't respond to events on time because the congestion is just so bad in that district. We've had public safety issues. We've had traffic deaths because it's so bad. We've had people come out and tell us, you know, they have, you know, there's exhaust in front of their homes, you know, close to 24 hours a day because of the traffic. in terms of, you know, the cost and the consideration of the cost to the public, it was very deeply considered. And that's why there were also accommodations made for overnight periods. I know, you know, everyone's going to lead, you know, with the $15 charge, but it should be known that, you know, that it's 75% less of a charge after between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. You know,
which nobody really goes with. Yeah.
Well, Jay, that also, you know, will immediately create an incentive for many deliveries that, you know.
But what if it can't? I mean, most of the operations, Sammy, you know, are during the business day. I mean, let's be real here. Come on.
Jay, this is not, we understand that this is not going to change, you know, everybody's routine, and there will be a cost to this for some.
Many places will adapt.
Many businesses will adapt. Hey, we're New York. You know, I've lived in New York through 9/11, through Sandy. I've been there in the trenches on both those events. Through COVID, you know, we come back. We are a strong city, and we are an adaptable city. And I understand that nobody ever wants to pay more money for anything. And I understand we had a public process where people could chime in, where people could express their opinion. And there's not a public process for everything. So I know what we heard was, just as you mentioned, a lot of compounding frustrations from a lot of hardships that people have been feeling over the years. But we have crises in New York. We have an environmental crisis. We have a public safety crisis. And we have a responsibility to address those things. And as I said, if you look at the numbers, Jay, and I'd love to come and see you and go over it with you, the numbers, the math of this, overwhelming supports moving forward with this, and this will be in the benefit of New York.
I don't see it. Sammy, in all due respect to you, I think it's the wrong time. People are struggling right now. You know as well as I do, you're not going to get an alteration as far as deliveries for most businesses. Most businesses are done during the course of a regular business day, 9 to 5. That's when trucks and everything else have to come in. And the other situation is, you know, listen, New Yorkers already have sounded off here by leaving. The state has lost a lot of folks. Long Island has lost people all over. People are exiting here because they can't afford to live here. You know, to me, this puts another stamp on things as far as where New York has gone. It's unfortunate. Now, let me ask you this, because I know there are pending lawsuits going on here right now. Does this pricing kick in with everything going on from a legal standpoint? Will that have delays, or is this scheduled to go, let's say, come June? Do they have to wait for the legality of things to subside? How is that going to work?
So, Jay, we do have, so right now the long pole in the tent for implementation of congestion pricing is the outstanding legal matters. You know, management has expressed, you know, optimism on outcomes for a positive outcome for the MTA in those legal matters. I'm not an attorney, and certainly can't give you a definitive legal opinion on that. But you know, there is optimism. We're looking forward to getting this moving, and we feel, you know, very good about you know, our chances. You know, as we've heard from management.
All right, Sammy, that's why we have discussions. I think they're important to have.
Absolutely.
I think that you and I disagree on this entire plan, but the real thing is the communication lines. If you don't have them to discuss, we don't have anything. And I think that is vital in any type of category and decision thinking. You're always invited here on this show to discuss. It's important. The listeners want to hear, and I thank you for coming forward here.
Thank you, Jay. You know, this is not a set it, forget it. I hope you and I can continue these conversations, you know, as this rolls out and continue the debate. And it's healthy. And that's also what it means to be from New York, not to be shy.
To have
conversations, listen to one another, and make sure we end up with the best outcomes through those conversations. So,
100% agree.
Jay, really appreciate it.
Yep, 100% agree. You're invited back anytime. Sammy Chu, ladies and gentlemen, Thank board you. Representative.